Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in.
Hello, you guys. I wanted to pop on and talk about what it actually means to eat intuitively and eat normally, because there are so many misconceptions out there on intuitive eating, and so many people are terrified to eat intuitively because they don't simply know what intuitive eating actually is. And I just want to take some time to explain what eating normally is, what eating intuitively is, because you hear me say all the time, eating intuitively is the most sustainable way to eat. But what does that actually mean? You hear me say all the time, like, you just want to eat like a normal person again. But I want to explain what that actually means. So, hi, Haley. Hey, Marlo. If you guys are popping on, say hello in the comments. I just got back from Japan and I am like so fired up. There's so many exciting things happening. And I'm excited to reconnect with you guys and continue supporting you guys towards a better relationship with food. But let's dive into intuitive eating and what it actually means to eat like a normal person. Hey, Mara. Hello. So back in 2018, I had the worst binges that I ever had. Like, oh, Marlo, thank you. Thanks for the love on my haircut. It's definitely a change up. I've had long hair my whole life, so this is a change up, and it's just, yeah. But I love it. I think it's cute. So thank you. So 2018, I was binging every single day. I was thinking about food all day long. I was obsessed over calories. I was tracking every single gram of food. I was in my Fitness Pal literally from the time that I woke up until the time that I went to bed. Going out for a dinner was literally a disaster. Like, I would need to know the exact location. I would need to look up the menu. I would need to know what the macros were. I remember calling the restaurants and being like, can you tell me the macros on this food item? And they're like, what the heck? Like, what do you mean? Now, you know, restaurants have sometimes the macros, which is the stupidest thing on the menus, but 2018, I was like calling them. I'm like, you need to find the macros for me. Like, I need to be perfect on my plan. I was stuck in the all or nothing mentality. If I ate something that I deemed as bad or off limits, I literally would say screw it and I would just binge. And I knew deep down in my heart that tracking macros made me more obsessed with food. Like, I hands down, let me know if you can relate to this. Like, I knew tracking my calories and macros just made me think about food so much more. Because think about it. If you are already thinking about food, and then now you have to pull out my Fitness Pal and you got to see what are the macros, what are the carbs, what are the protein, what are the fat, like, you're going to be thinking about food so much more. And I just knew tracking wasn't for me. But at the time, everyone was tracking their macros and I had health and fitness goals. And I was so terrified to eat intuitively because in my head, I thought eating intuitively was eat whatever you want. Oh, you want a brownie for breakfast? Okay, have a brownie for breakfast. I thought eating intuitively meant I had to give up my health and fitness goals. I thought eating intuitively meant I'm just going to be a lazy bum who doesn't care about her health anymore. And I was like, I don't want that. Like, I care about my health. I want to feel good in my own skin. I still have health and fitness goals. I still care about my health. I love eating healthy. I love working out. I just don't want to feel obsessed with food. I don't want to be thinking about food and calories all day. I don't want to go to the restaurant And always feeling like I need to clean my plate because I got into the all or nothing mentality. I didn't want to go to the restaurant and force myself to eat something that wasn't actually satisfying and then come home and binge. So I was terrified to eat intuitively because my version of what I thought eating intuitively was, wasn't actually eating intuitively. If you've ever tried to eat intuitively, and you deleted my fitness pal and you're like, well, I don't have any food rules and I'm allowing myself to eat what I want and I'm not restricting myself. Why am I still binging? Because that's not intuitive eating. In 2018, I deleted my fitness pal because again, I knew it was literally making me more obsessed with food and calories. I knew it was ruining my mental health. Like I knew I needed to delete my fitness pal. And I was like, well, I'm eating intuitively, like I can eat whatever I want. So, okay, I'm gonna have a bagel for breakfast and cereal for breakfast. And then for snack, I'm gonna have some chocolate and I'm gonna have some more cereal. And I'm gonna have some more bagels. And then for dinner, well, because I can eat whatever I want, I'm gonna have a protein bar and then I'm gonna have some ice cream and I'm gonna have some brownies because I can eat whatever I want. And I was like, I feel even more out of control with food. Like I was already out of control with it when I was tracking my calories and macros, but now I felt even more out of control with food. And I'm like, this intuitive eating crap is bullshit. It doesn't work. I need to get back on my diet. I need food rules. Maybe other people can eat intuitively, but I just want like sweets all the time. Like I don't even know when I'm hungry. I don't know when I'm full and I'm spiraling out of control. And I feel like I'm gaining so much weight. And the truth was, I wasn't eating intuitively. Just because you delete my fitness pal, that does not mean you're eating intuitively. Just because you stop dieting doesn't mean you're eating intuitively. There is a process to eating intuitively. The reason that you might be feeling out of control with food, even though you're not dieting anymore, you're not tracking your food, is because you haven't got back into with your hunger and fullness cues. It's really hard to feel in control with food when you don't know when you're hungry and you don't know when you're full. Or you feel fullness, right? You feel fullness, but you're just like, oh, the food's so good. I don't want to stop eating. It's really hard to have control with food if you're still stuck in the all or nothing mentality. So for me, even though I deleted my fitness pal and I'm like, oh, I'm eating intuitively, I wasn't eating intuitively because I didn't get back into my hunger and fullness cues. I still didn't know when I was hungry and I still didn't know when I was full. I still had the all or nothing mentality. So even though I was quote unquote eating intuitively, if I ate something, if I like had 2 tablespoons of peanut butter instead of a tablespoon, or, you know, I went out for dinner, I still felt like I was doing something wrong and there was still guilt. And I'm like, well, screw it. The whole rest of the day is going to be ruined. So I'm just going to not even bother eating healthy for dinner. And I'm just going to binge. If you don't get back into your hunger and fullness cues, if you don't get out of the all or nothing mentality and you don't build up self-trust, it is going to feel like you're spiraling, eating even more out of control with food when eating intuitively. Eating intuitively is a process where you get back into with your hunger and fullness cues. You ditch the dieting mentality so you no longer see food as good versus bad. You heal your relationship with food. Again, deleting my fitness pal doesn't heal your relationship with food. No longer dieting is amazing and I'm so proud of you, but that doesn't heal your relationship with food. Deleting my fitness pal doesn't automatically help you build trust around foods. You gotta put in the work to get back into with your hunger and fullness cues, to get out of the all or nothing mentality and to build up self-trust. But you cannot trust yourself around trigger foods if you keep them out of the house. You cannot know how, you can't eat when you're hungry and stop when you're full and know how much to eat if you're still relying on my fitness pal. There were times when I was tracking my food and I literally felt like hunger and fullness cues, like what the heck and Bob is that? Like I was so out of tune with my body. And I remember it'd be like 8 o'clock at night and I'm still hungry, but I'm like, well, I don't have any macros left. So guess I just got to go to bed. When you don't listen to your hunger cues, your body stops sending you hunger cues. There would be times where it would be 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm like, I'm full, but I still have so many grams of protein left. Okay, well, I might as well make myself some egg whites or have a protein shake. And that was me overriding my fullness cues. I was full, but I wanted to be perfect and spot on with my macros. So I would force feed myself. And that's not listening to fullness cues. When you don't listen to your hunger or your fullness cues, your body stops sending you those signals. And it becomes that much more challenging for you to actually feel hunger and fullness. Your body is confused. You're confused. Your body is sending you a signal that you're hungry and you're like, I'm just gonna push it off. I'm just not gonna eat for a little bit, or I don't have any macros left, so I guess I can't eat. Right? Your body stops sending you hunger cues. If every single time you're full and you're like, well, I haven't reached my protein goal, so I need more protein, and you're overeating, that's gonna confuse your body. Right? That's gonna confuse your body. If every single time you're eating past fullness, your body sees eating past fullness as your new level of full. And this is why overeating can feel like such a struggle, because it feels safe, it feels comforting to continue to eat past fullness, right? You're so used to it that eating past fullness is your new level of full. So if you eat until comfortably full, it's gonna feel uncomfortable, because it's like, but I'm used to feeling uncomfortably full. Even though it's uncomfortable, it's comfortable. You get me? Give me some hearts if that makes sense. So, eating intuitively does not mean eat whatever you want. I just got back from Japan. Many of you guys know that. And eating intuitively is, yes, enjoy yourself. Have the cookie, have the croissant, have the burger, have the fries. But it's also not, well, just eat whatever you want. When I was in Japan, I enjoyed all of the delicious food, but I don't have the all or nothing mentality to say, well, because I'm on vacation, well, might as well just eat everything. Might as well just, I'm not gonna work out. So I mean, might as well just overeat all the time, because like, if I can't work out, then like, what's the point of eating healthy? That's the all or nothing mentality. That's not a healthy relationship with food. Eating intuitively is also not, I gotta deprive myself because, oh my gosh, I'm on vacation and I don't wanna gain weight, so I'm just going to choose the lowest calorie option and I'm gonna deprive myself. That's not eating intuitively. Eating intuitively is enjoy yourself. Enjoy the cookie, enjoy the pizza, order what you want, but you also are able to stop when you're full, so there's no more overeating. You've gotten rid of the all or nothing mentality, so there's no F it, just one last time I'm gonna binge. When you eat intuitively and normally before going on vacation, guess what? When you're on vacation, you also eat normally. And when you eat normally when you're on vacation, guess what? When you come home from vacation, you also eat normally. There is no yo-yo dieting. There's no restrict and then binge and then feel guilty and then restrict and then binge and then feel guilty. Even last night, we got back from Japan. It was like, we've been up for like 27 hours. It's a 13-hour time difference, a 14-hour flight. It's been a long day. And we didn't have any food in the fridge. We just grabbed a wrap at some place and we just had dinner spontaneously. That is eating intuitively. It's, I don't have any food in the fridge. I'm not gonna feel guilty for eating out just because I was on vacation. It's like, this makes practical sense. Like, I'm just gonna go grab a wrap, eat it guilt-free, not come home and be like, oh no, everything needs to be perfect. I'm back home from vacation. I need to get back on track with my diet and I need to work out like crazy. And, or because I already ate so much on vacation, well, I'm just gonna continue binging because, you know, I already ate so much. That's not what eating intuitively actually is. Eating intuitively, again, is not eat whatever you want. There's boundaries. There's not rules, but there's boundaries so you can feel your best. And if you've ever tried to eat intuitively and you feel like, I can't do this, like I'm spiraling even more out of control, it's probably because you're doing more of a free-for-all versus actually eating intuitively. It's probably because you haven't got back in tune with your hunger and fullness cues. You haven't built up trust yet. There's a process to this. Eating intuitively is not, I stopped dieting, right? Just because you stop dieting doesn't mean that you're eating intuitively. Just because you delete MyFitnessPal doesn't mean that you're eating intuitively. There's a process to this. And in 2018, when I thought I was eating intuitively, and I was like, this doesn't work for me, that was because I actually wasn't eating intuitively. You know that tracking your food, weighing your food, being on a diet just makes you more obsessed with food and calories. You think about food so much more, and you just want to get back to eating like a normal person again. And intuitive eating is going to help you get there. Not continuing to track your food, not continuing to be on a diet plan, those things are going to make you more obsessed with food. So once you learn how to build up self-trust, you can keep chocolate in the house without binging. Once you trust yourself, you don't need to track your food. You know how much to eat. Somebody asked me the other day on TikTok and they said, do you track your protein? And I'm like, heck no, I'm too busy living my life, number one. But also number two, I don't have to track my food because I know exactly how much my body needs without needing to track it. And I want to help you get there because it's the most freeing feeling in the world. Just waking up in the morning and being able to just trust yourself to know how much to eat for breakfast without, you know, inputting in my fitness pal to see, did I hit my macros today? Did I go over my carbs? Did I go over my protein? That's exhausting. You're here to live your life. You're not here to spend all day in my fitness pal. You want to be present with your family, your partner. You want to be present living in your life. Not be thinking about food and calories all day long, right? You can't be present in your life when food is on your mind all day. You can't be present in your life when you're dieting your whole life. You can't get back in tune with your hunger and fullness cues when you're still dieting because you're not listening to your body. You're listening to external factors like MyFitnessPal. Again, one more story. When I was tracking my food, you guys know, like, I love my pancakes. I have, like, pancakes every morning or waffles, whatever it is. It's just my thing. I love it. And again, freedom. Don't have to track anything. Can add as much almond butter as I want. I can have whatever fruit. It doesn't have to just be blueberries. And when I was tracking my macros in 2018, I love, like, having a waffle and then putting little pieces of a protein bar on my waffle. And at the time when I was tracking my macros, I only had so many grams of fat, right, for the day. And I loved my waffle and I loved these protein bars and I loved adding peanut butter or almond butter to my waffles, but my fats would literally be done first thing in the morning. And then for the entire rest of the day, I had to be eating like plain chicken and broccoli and plain egg whites. That is no way to live your life, you guys. Not feeling satisfied, obsessing over food, stressing over calories, going to the restaurant, not even being present with your partner, but you're so in your head of like, should I eat this? Should I not eat that? That is not living your life. Eating intuitively allows you to get your life back because you have so much more time and space in your head because you're not thinking about food and calories all day long. For those of you guys who have health and fitness goals, you might say, but Lorna, I can't eat intuitively because I have health and fitness goals. Well, I've always had health and fitness goals. I love working out, and I know you love working out too. But you're probably not reaching your health and fitness goals because you're sabotaging your progress every week by binging. When I was tracking my food, I'd be binging every single week, and I'm like, I'm working out. But I feel bloated and I feel crappy. And I love the gym, but I felt like crap because I was binging every week. So if you want to reach your health and fitness goals, you're going to get there so much faster when you stop dieting. You're going to get your health and fitness goals and reach a healthy weight that you can maintain long term when you stop tracking your food. When I tracked my food, my weight was up and down and up and down, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. Because it was always restricting, relying on motivation. And then I can't handle the restriction anymore. Screw it. Binge, gained a bunch of weight, feel bad, feel guilty. Okay, diet starts tomorrow. And the cycle would repeat itself. My weight would go up and down, up and down, up and down, like a freaking yo-yo. Now I eat intuitively. I'm the healthiest I've ever been. And I've been able to maintain my weight, which I feel amazing in, without tracking my food, without spending it hours in the gym, because I know how to eat intuitively. I know how to trust myself. I don't have to track my food. When you trust yourself, you don't have to track your food. When you trust yourself, you don't have to weigh yourself daily. When you trust yourself, you don't have to keep trigger foods out of the house. When you trust yourself, you don't have to look at the menu a week in advance before going on vacation or before going on to the restaurant. Eating intuitively changed my life. This trip to Japan would have been completely different if I was still thinking about food, if I was still binging, if I was still overeating, if I was still thinking about food and calories all day long. You want nothing more than to eat normally, and I want to help you get there. So many of you guys know I've created my program, Eat Normally. This program is going to help you become someone who can effortlessly eat intuitively, so you know exactly how much to eat without having to weigh, track, and measure your food. You're going to be able to get back in tune with your hunger and fullness cue. So it's easy for you to just eat when you're hungry and stop when you're full, no matter how delicious the food is. You're going to be able to trust yourself so you can have cookies in the house without binging on the entire box. You're going to be able to be so confident in your food choices. So you can go to the restaurant, order exactly what you want. And again, you're not in the all or nothing mentality, so you don't feel like you have to clean your plate because, well, I'm going to the restaurant and normally I don't do this. So I'm just going to say, screw it. I'm just going to overeat because it's like a special occasion. No more all or nothing mentality. No more crazy food thoughts. No more obsessing over calories. You got to be present in your life. Your life is happening now. Your life is happening now. You're not broken. You can absolutely get back into with your hunger and fullness cues. You can trust yourself. You can ditch the all or nothing mentality. You don't have to fear food. You don't have to feel controlled by it. And I will help you get there. You have health and fitness goals. I'm going to help you reach them far faster through eating intuitively without tracking your food and then sabotaging your progress because you're binging each week. So if you've ever said, like, I just want to eat like a normal person again, this program is for you. If you want to stop thinking about food all day long, this program's for you. If you want a sustainable way to eat without having to track, weigh, or measure your food, this program is for you. If you just want to eat intuitively, you just want to know how much to eat, you want to be able to eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full, this program is for you. So I am so excited. Eating intuitively changed my life. But not eating whatever I want, there's a process to it. And I'm going to teach you exactly how to eat intuitively without spiraling out of control. I've been able to eat intuitively for over 5 years now. And I'm going to teach you this exact process so you don't spiral out of control as well too. So we are starting tomorrow. I am so freaking excited. If you join before tomorrow, you save $100. The price goes up tomorrow. So if you are wanting all the information to join this program, Eat Normally, we just had somebody join from the Netherlands this morning. She joined Eat Normally. I'm so excited. If you are wanting to really master intuitive eating, you want to be able to just feel like a normal person again, you can DM me, message me the word Eat Normally, and I'll send you all the details. Again, we're kicking off tomorrow. I'm super, super, super excited. So if you found this helpful, you can message me. I'll send you all the details. We can just make sure that it's a perfect fit. Just message me, Eat Normally, and I'll send you the link. So I'm so excited. You deserve freedom. You know you're done with diets. You know you don't want to be weighing your food. You know that it makes you more obsessed with calories. So now is the time to eat intuitively, to actually listen to your body, to get back in tune with your hunger and fullness cues so you can eat like a normal person again. And I'm so committed to helping you get there. So thank you guys for watching. Thank you so much for being here. I cannot wait to support you. And we'll see you guys inside. Bye.